Let's hear from God's word regarding words. Beginning in Proverbs chapter 10. From the mouth of the righteous comes the fruit of wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be silenced. The lips of the righteous know what finds favor, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse. Evildoers are trapped by their sinful talk, and so the innocent escape trouble. From the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things, and the work of their hands brings them reward. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a ruling rightly given. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. So far, God's word. Words. I know that I need these words from God. Words from God's word. Because I know what is true about my life. And here it is. I say some stupid stuff. I thought I was going to get an amen from this front row, my family, but it didn't happen. Yeah. We all need this, right? As we look at God's word, it's gonna help us to know and understand the power of words, the kind of words that we need, the kind of words that we need to speak, and the kinds of words that we need to hear. And then the healing of words. Words are powerful. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Words have the power to wound. A lot of damage can be done in life through words. Damage that can't be undone. Listen, you say a word, and you can't unsay it. The sword is a good way to understand what's going on here. If you stab someone with a sword and you take away the sword, there's still a wound. This is the power of words. Once they're said, you can take them back, say you're sorry, but they have the power to scar. They have the power to fester and get infected. Right? Words have the power to wound. But more than that, words have the power of life and death. They don't just wound, God's word says. They can kill. We've been grappling with this as a society in a couple different ways, right? I mean, Michelle Carter and Conrad Roy, right? Where we struggled as a as a culture to say, do the words that were texted from a teenager to another teenager in some way, somehow, were a part of Conrad's death in suicide? The other thing that I've been hearing a lot and just grappling with in our own kind of conversation at home and from some of you that have shared, the deep concern that words can start wars. Words escalated, right? I think we get it that words are powerful. They can kill. But they also can destroy not just kind of physical kind of realities, but stuff on the inside, right? You see, words name things. You name a kid stupid or trouble or a nerd. You name a child those things, and the child, for the rest of their life, will have to deal with that. You see, we need to redo the saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can actually destroy my soul. You see, what is done to you isn't anything like what is done in you. Words can actually get in you. They pierce, right? It's important for us to understand the power of these words. Power even to destroy life together. Gossip, slander, lies. A gossip separates, tears apart, rips apart relationship. But let's make sure we understand this. And I think this is an important proverb to gain wisdom. The power to destroy, the power that words carry, aren't just for the receiver, but also for the ones who speak them. Evildoers are trapped by their sinful talk. The impact and the power of words just isn't for those that are on the receiving end. Listen, it is on the ones, those of us who are speaking. Do these words have power to get in and destroy life? So why are words so powerful? This proverb helps us understand. The tongue is the power of life and death. Those who love it eat its fruit. There's the word that helps us understand why they're powerful. Fruit. That's words are like food. And we need it to live. We need words to live. They're just like food. We can't do without it. And the kind of words that we need are words from the inside and a word from the outside. We need words from the inside. You see, we need to be known, and words help us to know each other. You can know a few things about me by just looking at me, right? You can know by how tight this rope is around and how big the belly goes that I like food. You can tell that by looking at me. But let me give you this side. You could tell I'm a pastor. I'm wearing a stole. I'm up front. You could tell that by looking at me. But for you to know me, I have to take stuff from down in here and get them out to you to really know who I am. We need not only to hear those words from others, but to speak those words. We need to be known. It's important. But we also need a word from the outside to live. We need a word from the outside that names us. That you're loved. That you're precious. That your life matters. That you're valuable. So, What kind of words, what we say, do we need to live? What are life-giving words? So real quickly, here we go. If you're taking notes, first, words that give life, that build up life, are truthful, honest words rather than deception and lies. An honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. We need truthful and honest words. Secondly, the kind of words that we need for life are kind, gentle words rather than harsh words. Now, it's important for us to understand at this point. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. It's important for us to understand that a gentle word is not a weak, mamby-pamby, kind of mealy-mouth, real sensitive words. That's not what this is. A gentle word from this proverb is a word spoken that's motivated by love. That is, in tone and in motivation. You see, we learn what a gentle word is from its antonym, from its opposite, and we get it here. A harsh word crushes the spirit. You see, words that destroy life are words that just want to crush. I mean, that just want to harm and hurt, just to get that jab in there, right? And we've all spoken those kinds of words. But words that bring life are words that aren't just wanting to one-up or get the dig in, but are motivated. A gentle word is motivated by love. You want, yes, to say the truth, yes, to say hard things, sometimes argumentative things, but in a way that's motivated because you love and care about who you're speaking with. The words that we need for life are tailored words. That is, words that fit the hearer. Is the practical application of this, you can't say the same word to everybody because of where they're come, their context, who they are, what they've been through, what they've heard before. You can say the same thing, but you have to tailor it. Apt words, right? This is what God's wisdom says. When you speak, you have to consider the hearer and tailor your words to fit that person or that situation. Sensible, apt words. The lips of the righteous know what finds favor, right? They get the context and the person and what's going on, right? And then finally, these words, whoever conceals hatred with lying lips spreads slander is a fool. Right, no concealing. The kind of words that we need are direct. We have to be able to speak words of truth. We have to be able to tell the truth. And then sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues, right? Our words, I mean, how many of you have ever been to that? You've opened your mouth and you know immediately that you've said too much, right? Yeah. You know, God's word says it's just not more words that kind of fix things, right? That bring life. Sometimes the more we speak, the more damage is done. God's word is helping us understand sometimes less is more, right? Now, those are the kinds of words that we need to be speaking and the words that we need to be spoken to us. And if we're honest, if we just think about the words that you spoke this morning, you get the sense, at least I do, man, I'm in trouble. How do we do that? It's all of that, right? Again, I say stupid stuff. I'm in trouble. But if our words aren't like what we've seen, we're dying. And if we don't receive the kind of words that we've worked through, we're dying. So the question is, if we're in trouble, how are we going to be healed and live? How's that going to happen? Well, here's an incredible verse that actually Jesus quotes. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent. Here's the point. Out of the heart, a person speaks. Jesus, he helps us understand in that gospel that was read, that all of our mouth problems, our mouth issues, come from heart issues. And that all of our heart issues, the stuff that's deep down in there, the scars, the wounds, the issues, often come from words. So what heals the heart? We need a perfect word from the outside in. And know this morning that we are given that word. It's a good word. It's a gospel word that fills your heart and your life. You see, Jesus would be identified as the Word made flesh. That God has something to say, and He's going to say it in and through Jesus. If you take a look at every word that came out of Jesus' mouth, not one unnecessary word, not one unapt word, not one unkind word, not one untruthful word. But Jesus is more than just an example for us on how to talk in the words to use. Jesus himself is the Word, the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus, for your life and mine, is the first word and the last word. He is the ultimate word that heals. You see, Jesus would take into his life every word that kills. You want to hear some words that were named of Jesus? That kill? Jesus, you're a liar. You're no good. You're a failure. Jesus, you're a joke. He says he can save others. He can't even save himself. What a joke. Jesus takes every word that kills, and he dies with them, and he dies for those words. So that in and through Jesus, we can hear words of life, words that renew, words that fill life, not light it up to destroy it, words that bring life to your heart and mine. So hear the words that God in Jesus speaks to you today. Jesus says to you and to me, your God speaks, and he says, I love you. I'm for you. I'm with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Your life matters. You are precious. And the most life-giving, transformative word spoken, you are my child. You belong to me. Those are words to live by and words that by them we live. Let me close with some words that I heard just this week. Words that were powerful. words, the kind of words by which we live, and finally, words that heal. I sat down with a dear woman and her friend just to hear a little bit of their life story, or her life story. And here's how the story goes. Early on in young adult life, mom and dad pass away. And so, as an adult, this woman was placed into adult foster care to help care for her. She needed that kind of care, and so she was placed in adult foster care because the other family weren't sure what to do with her. They didn't know, could I take her in? What is it going to be too much? Is it, you know, all those things. You can imagine what kind of things about her life that she was thinking and hearing about family saying, no, it's just too much. Let's just put her into a foster care. So she was placed in adult foster care. Well, as life would unfold, that foster care home was closing. She had nowhere to go. And so one of the workers there not only was losing her job, but had the capacity to say, I want to provide a home for you. You're welcome into our home. You have a place to call home. And so the worker and her husband welcomed this woman into their home. And so the story that I heard was they were around a campfire with a bunch of friends pretty early on into all of this. And so this particular woman was at the campsite, just like being a part of the family. There were all kinds of other friends, and the tender nickname that was given by the husband to this adult woman was Gopher, because she just filled with life, just wanted to help, and so she would go for the snack, the drink, you know, whatever was needed, the remote, you know, I don't know. So around this campfire, she was known as Gopher. That was a nickname. I thought it was so cute. But people that didn't quite know the story, but were a part of that group, said in the hearing of this woman to the husband who took her in, the family that took her in, who is that lady? Who is she? And this is what she heard. Without a moment's hesitation, she heard these words. Oh, that's my daughter. That's my daughter. Not, yeah, this is someone that, you know, was in this home, and now we didn't know what, kind of coming in, we're just providing home, you know, but I know it doesn't quite, no. The words spoken into her life that brought her this sense of life, that's my daughter. How much more when life sends us and we are feeling, I don't know, this doesn't feel like home. I'm dealing with this and I'm going through that. I feel like I don't have a place. That you hear from your God saying to you in this moment, without hesitation, oh, that Majeski? That's my boy. You? That's my daughter. That's my son. I'm telling you, those are the words that heal. May you live in those words. And as those words fill your heart, may God give you the grace to speak the kinds of words that also bring and foster life. In Jesus' name, amen.